This program is brought to you by Mobilecast Media, helping customers increase sales and productivity through high-quality online video and podcasting.
John Houghton here at Oracle Open World, talking with Marius Chorta. He's an Oracle Media Strategist. How are you doing, Marius?
Great.
I was just intrigued by what you're doing here. You're doing some live streaming, and it seems that you're in charge of quite a bit of social media. And we were talking about Facebook. What is Oracle doing on Facebook, and how does that compare with Twitter?
Yes, so we started playing with Facebook probably about 6 months ago. We first took a very close approach on Twitter, and we're trying to see what the business process for Oracle should be around Twitter. We created processes within Oracle where any employee can actually tweet to the main account. We even have a little approval processes in place for that, and we have very tight metrics, so we know how many people click on what. We know how many people actually sign up for an event if it gets promoted through Twitter. So we are very, very focused on ROI. And we spent probably a year perfecting that piece. Once we were done with that, we thought, hey, let's look at Facebook. Can we do something at Facebook? And we sort of replicated the processes that what we learned from Twitter and tried to apply it on Facebook. And to our surprise is that we get actually better ROI on Facebook today than we're getting on Twitter. Just to give you an example, if we promote a specific press release, like we acquired a company or anything like that that's slightly bigger, we would get an average of, let's say, like 12 retweets, maybe one or two people would comment on it, and maybe like, 200 people would click on the link.
And what would happen on Facebook?
On Facebook, we would probably have 30 to 40 times more comparison. So we would have maybe 300 likes, maybe like 50 comments, and maybe up to like 600-700 page views.
And why is that?
We are not sure, but it seems like the interaction is happening more there. I cannot go to specific why that is. It could be that we have more fans there. We have about 20,000 people following the Oracle fan page. That might have something to do with the numbers, but it seems like it's the social interaction is much more happening on Facebook. I think also that the comments are not threaded, but closer together, and you can follow it better. It helps the community start the conversation. Versus on Twitter, the comments get a little bit lost, and you can have a harder time following, here's the discussion on this particular press release, or here's discussion on this event. Much easier to follow on Facebook.
So in summation, you put a lot of effort and process around Twitter, and it took about a year to build that up, and you started experimenting with Facebook, and to your surprise, you got 40 to 50 times more return.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. So tell me, give me a, maybe if you have a micro example of something that was promoted, and this is, in social media, you can do promotion. It's clearly a promotional, it's a fan page, right? So give me an example of a piece of content you put up.
So on Facebook, there are something we learned very quickly too. I think one big difference to keep in mind between Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, you can promote all day long, and it doesn't seem to impact many things. If you do on Facebook too much promotion or too many comments, you're actually impacting people's lives because you're going to the friends' feed. So Facebook usually is where people keep their friends. Twitter is where they keep their acquaintances. So we have learned very quickly in the beginning that you don't want to overdo it. So when we did more than 5 posts a week, we noticed that people start unsubscribing the account. So the first thing we did is we actually stopped doing more than 5 posts per week. So we're actually down now to 3 posts per week. We want to be very, very, very precise.
3 posts per week on Facebook.
That's it. Anytime we do more, we actually see negative impact, people starting unsubscribing.
Then that's probably because Facebook is much more integrated into people's social lives. You're showing up on their wall.
Exactly. That's our understanding as well. So now we know that we have 3 things we can do. So we are trying to keep a happy medium between promotion and interesting stuff. So here's a clear example. We recently launched the 11G new database release. And the traditional things we usually do on Twitter would be, sending content around 11G and inviting people to join an event. On Facebook, we are trying to provide, additional content around this topic. So we did a interview with Andy Mendelsohn, which is one of senior VP in the database field. And it was very specific of, what's new, less of a marketing angle than more just like, here's an update of what's going on. That was extremely well received. I think we got something like 300 likes and maybe 50 comments because people really appreciated, okay, here's the latest thing that's happening here. So it's not like, go join our event, look at how great it is, but just simply, hey, we're excited, we have something new, here's what's going on.
And so back to what social media is all about. It's less about corporate messaging and more about informing.
Exactly. You know, people have a honest interest in what Oracle is doing. If you provide them honest information back that actually is useful to them, they are very appreciative of it and they will, you know, like you, which is similar to a retweet in Facebook.
Sure, and that's one thing I found in interviewing some people. Sometimes you get positioning speak that doesn't tend to be as comprehensible as someone speaking in examples and telling you what a product really does.
Exactly. The other thing that worked really great, you know, we have a sort of celebrity CEO, if I want to call it this way. You know, every time Larry does something, people want to know what it is. And right now, you know, he's very focused on his racing career, trying to win the America Cup, and he has an amazing boat. So when we actually show some footage around that, people seem to be very interested as well. And I think that's another piece that works well with Facebook, because it is about this things that are like besides the corporate message, things that people want to know, like what is Larry going to do next?
Well, it's bringing skills. It's bringing things that you're interested in your personal life, appropriate things, instead of giving all the details of your day-to-day life. If you have a talent or a skill, and in this case, Larry has sailing, he highlights that.
Absolutely. Another great thing that Larry did was the Churchill Club interview. And I encourage you listeners to search Churchill Club and Larry. That was a frank discussion between him and the Churchill Club, not necessarily related to Oracle, but him as a person. And Facebook allows a corporation like Oracle to post that kind of content. We could have not really posted it on Oracle.com because it's not corporate content. It wouldn't make a lot of sense. You put it on Facebook. It's about Larry. It's about Oracle. It gives people an idea who Larry is in the same terms. They start understanding what Oracle wants to do. Great exposure for us, great Facebook use, a lot of return. We love it. And that's an example that on Twitter we got very little back. We got a lot on Facebook because we actually could put the video there.
And it all seems odd because Facebook seems like a social place where you talk about your personal lives and people don't really connect for business. And that's what some of the people that are maybe enterprises looking into using Facebook, they don't really see that it's appropriate. But here's an example where you are seeing returns.
Absolutely. And I think we get some feedback, you know, stay out of Facebook. This is where my friends are. But we don't see that in numbers, right? I mean, our followership would not grow with the speed that it does if it would be only for my friends. And by all, you know, we respect people. We are not actually intruding. We're asking them to follow us. So it's by choice that they're becoming a fan. It's not us making them become a fan. So I think that's a clear opt-in. And I see that definitely a good business opportunity for Oracle to show a little bit more, grow the brand and show what Oracle does.
And I think Facebook has some features where you can embed video, you can embed podcasts, you can link to certain items. And Twitter does have that, but it's not as embedded. It just gives the link and you can't really see sort of the first frame of the video, so to speak, whereas Facebook does. Do you think that impacts the uptake in Facebook?
Absolutely. I think that's a strong piece on Facebook, the ability to have the video, the YouTube video right there. Another thing, you know, a lot of people ask me, how do you use YouTube? I don't see any uptake in YouTube. I was like, how do I see the update? You can put that video now in Twitter, you can put it on Facebook, you can put it on all these other places, and very effective use of YouTube is to put it on Facebook.
And right, and to post it, what I found is post it on YouTube first, and then suck that in to Facebook, suck that into Twitter, so anytime anybody watches it on Facebook, it hits the YouTube counter.
Absolutely, that's when you're going to start taking advantage of the syndication powers of the social media tools. And this is, I think, how you should be using channels like YouTube or Flickr or any other social networks that is around content, media, and podcasting is very similar too in the same kind of direction. You can use a podcast and put it in Facebook.
And taking the example of how it works is that when you post something on your fan page, the people that are fans, it shows up on their wall. And that's how it works. If you have 3,000 fans and you're Oracle and you post something, it shows up on 3,000 walls, which is good because you really get it out. But it's also, you said before, you have to be careful because you don't want to hit them too much, maybe three times per week.
And Facebook will show you, that's one of the great things, they have statistics. They will show you how many people take you off the wall. So we monitor this very closely. And if you're a company trying to play with this, watch this. You know, put in 1 week, put like 8 posts up, and see how many people unsubscribed you in the end of the week. And 1 week put only 3 and how many people unsubscribed you versus how many people add you. And you will see the return that if less is better on Facebook. The other thing to keep in mind, the likes, right? Once it is in your wall and you like it, the likes get shared again with your friends and goes in their walls.
I see. And it can also become highlighted on the right if it gets very popular.
another plus of Facebook. Let's talk about some of the downsides of Facebook. Something that I think everybody will start mentioning is that there's advertising on the right-hand side. You don't have that on Twitter today, right? So advertising is very strong, and your brand will be part of an advertising campaign sooner or later. So that is a concern to us. But I think the risk outweighs the benefits at this point.
I think that it would be called implicit taint if something shows up on the right and it's out of taste and out of character for your brand, which has content.
Yeah, so there's definitely a little bit of risk on that, but I think it's manageable. I think people get used with ads anyways, but it's some concern that we have heard back from our users and managers that, you know, suddenly there's Messenger on Oracle, but then there's SAP on the, you know, left-hand side saying, you know, move from Oracle to SAP. So that's something that Twitter does not quite have today, but soon maybe.
They probably want to monetize their community.
Yes, I think Twitter doesn't do it today, but Facebook is more and more monetizing the community.
For a company that's looking into this, you seem like a process guy and you set up a lot of processes around Twitter. What processes would you recommend, and how many people would be devoted to this in terms of headcount? Obviously, Oracle's a large company.
Yeah, I don't think it's not a matter of headcount. It's really just you know, making sure that you understand what your company policies are to begin with, of what you can post, what you cannot post. Then the second piece is, you know, starting to gather the content that you think is interesting for your audience. And again, you can kind of put you in a position of a fan, right? It's like, if you're a fan of that company, what would you want to know? Then start gathering that, and then come up with a scheduling plan of when and how to release it. I think you don't need a lot of resource. You need maybe like one dedicated person to think about that. It's not a lot of effort. It's just that it has to be recognized that it is an effort and planned out.
So some strategy work, some policy work, like a blogging policy of a Facebook policy, and then maybe a marketing person to look after it.
Exactly. A marketing person, maybe a PR person to overlook that everything is good. But once you have that in place, I think it's really low maintenance.
Can you give me an example of some of the policies that work?
Yeah, so in Oracle, we have a social media policy that covers everything. And I call it the, you know, don't do anything stupid policy, because it's really just the same things that any employee should not do. You know, don't talk about upcoming versions of your products. Don't talk about upcoming earnings. Don't talk about anything that could potentially get you in trouble. It's just purely common sense. I think most employees have the common sense anyways, but it's good to spell it out.
What else is working within social media? We talked about Facebook, we talked about Twitter, and that sounds like there is some ROI off of Twitter. It looks like you guys are doing some video streaming here and also downloadable video.
Yeah, so this year we try and take it to the next level and trying to mesh up some of the social networks. Livestream and Ustream, they're both kind of like doing the same things right now, which is like trying to integrate the video medium with the social tools like Twitter, like Facebook, and chat. We chose livestream.com this year and trying to test it out, but it's more than just streaming, right? It's like, how can we get the conversation that happens on Facebook, the conversations happening on Twitter, to relate to specific content that we are providing? So in this, for us, the specific content was Oracle Open World. We want to show what's happening here, but we want to use the social streams like Twitter and Facebook to get the people participating, talking, and having a real event experience.
And that's what I keep hearing, is that social media works really well when you try to capture the spirit of the event and to put that in some sort of medium.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. It's not easy. I don't know that we fully succeeded this time. I think we gave it a really good try, but I can see it to be a lot better next year, and I'm looking forward to come here next year and have even better tools to get that experience going.
Excellent. Marius Chorta here at Oracle Open World. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having the interview.